Okay, today's daf is Arla, daf Lamed Dalet, and we are on the top of Lamed Dalet and Aleph. We started the sugya, again, which is a longer sugya in the Bavli, a parallel sugya, but this is the sugya of Rabbi Yavo and Chizkiya, this sugya of whatever it says in the Torah, lo socha, lo sochlu, don't eat something, it shall not be eaten, any lashon like that, do we say that that automatically includes also an iser hana'ah? Not only not to eat, but also not to get benefit from. Is that automatic? And that means that we just have to retranslate the word, right? Sometimes lo tochal means don't eat, but that's how we translate it. But when the Torah says lo tochal, the Torah uses different language. So the Torah can mean don't get benefit. That's what lo tochal means. And let's say achila then would mean consume, not just eat. Partake of, and partaking of could include eating, could include smelling, could include any type of consumption. So that is what Rabbi Yavo says in the name of Rabbi Lazar. That's what we said on Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. Whatever it says, that type of lashon, it includes isurei hana, unless the Torah goes out of its way and says that it's mutar b'hana, because the Torah did that twice. And because the Torah did that twice, so we assume those are the only two exceptions. The Torah did that by Basar Men HaChai and by Nevela. That's what the Gemara says. Chizkiya, on Lama Gemal Beis, argued, Chizkiya says, no, that's not true. If the Torah says, lo tochal, that means don't eat. You're allowed to get benefit from it. And why does it say the Heterim in those two? Okay, he explains it. He explains it in their Limudim that are taught to us. So now the Gemara is going to ask four or five questions on Rabbi Lazar, and the Gemara is going to have to come up with chidushim within each of the sugyas, within each of the contexts. We already had two. So we had Chelev already on Amud Beis, on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, we discussed Chelev, and we said that has a special pasuk, and then we just discussed Dam. Right? V'aksiv rakadam lo sochelu, it says, don't eat blood, but what do you mean? Don't eat blood, but you're allowed to get benefit from blood. You're allowed to sell blood. You're allowed to. The Gemara talks about how the blood from under the Mizbeach used to go through the pipes and fertilize the gardens of the farmers. So you see, it's mutzer bahana. So what do you mean? It should be aser bahana. So the Gemara said, no. There it says a special pasuk, ala arat tishpachenu kamayim. Blood is compared to water. So we say, just like water is mutzer bahana, so too dam. The context there is by kisui hadam. We know there's an isser of eating blood, but there's a mitzvah of covering blood. That's an unique type of mitzvah that applies to all blood of chayos and ofos, not behemos. Behemos, because there are behemos that you have to do zrikas hadam on the mizbeach, you have to do something with the blood. That's why all blood of behema, some Rishonim explain, is excluded from the mitzvah of kisui hadam. The Klei Yakar has a fascinating approach to kisui hadam. He assumes that kisui hadam in Parshas Achremos is what we would call a siag daraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel again made that phrase famous, that usually siagim, fence laws, are midirabanan. Right, the Chazal say, don't do A, so you don't come to B. But once in a while, Rabbi Yosef Engel cataloged 15 Siyag Daraisas, where the Torah says itself, the Torah says, don't do A because you might come to B. Don't have chametz in your house because you might come to eat chametz. Right, we mentioned just recently, I think in the last week or so, the comment of the Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, where he says, the Torah says, don't cook meat and milk together because you might come to eat. If you're cooking, you always like to taste things. So if you're cooking meat and milk together, then you might come to eat it. Don't cook meat and milk together, right? Even if it's for your non-Jewish neighbor. You're not allowed to do that. Lo levash al gadi, that's, again, a siag daraisa. So he does not, I don't think he quotes this one, but the Klei Yakar says that kisui hadam is a siag daraisa for eating blood. Kisui hadam, cover the blood so you don't come to eat the blood. So this is an unusual one. It's a mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah say, usually, siyagim are lo sases. Don't do A, so you don't come to B. Don't have yichud. Don't have negia. Don't have chametz in your house. All of those are examples of lo sases. Here's an example of an asay. Cover the blood, so you don't come to eat the blood. So this isn't the only one. He quotes there the Medrash that Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis also. Rashi says on the last pasuk in Vayechulu, that HaKadosh Baruch, it says there that Hashem finished Vayechal Elokim Bayom HaShvi. I think it's on that pasuk, right? That Hashem finished His creation work on the seventh day. So Rashi says, what do you mean on the seventh day? Hashem didn't do any work. The seventh day was Shabbos. He finished it on the sixth day. What do you mean on the seventh day? So Rashi quotes from Rav Shimon bar Yochai in the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time and our time are different. We don't know exact moments. We don't know exact moments. The time is exactly at the beep. We don't know. Maybe it's down to the millisecond. Maybe it's not exactly the amount of time. So that's why we have a mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. We have to add on. So you know what? It looks like to us that Hashem finished it on Shabbos, even though He didn't. It looks like He did it, but he didn't. But that's what it looks like. But that's the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. We have to add on because we don't know exactly when Shabbos starts. Hashem doesn't have to add on. So He can go exactly up until Shabbos, and then the work can be finished exactly at the last second of the sixth day, going into Shabbos. That's another example of a Siyag Daraisa that's a mitzvah saseh, Tosefa Shabbos. Add on to Shabbos so you don't come to violate Shabbos, like the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, according to the Klei Yakar. Good. So now we go on to the top of Lamed Dalam Aleph. And these types of sugyas allow us to touch on many different topics in Shas and in Torah, because it's a shita of Rabbi Avo, a shita of Rabbi Lazar, that they quote from all over different psukim in the Torah. V'aksiv, so next context. What about Gid Anoshe? The pasuk says, V'yishlach al-ken lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael Gid Anoshe. The Torah says, don't, b'nei Yisrael, don't eat the sciatic nerve of the Gid Anoshe. And we know that a Gid Anoshe is mutter to get benefit from. It's mutter to get benefit from. The Mishnah in Chulin on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis says that you're allowed to sell the Gid Anoshe to a goy. Let us sell it to a guy, right? Sholeach, or give it. Sholeach adam yarech la'ovid kochavim. Shegid anasha besocha. You could send a guy the thigh of an animal where the gid hanasha is in it, mipnesha makomo nikar, because it's clear. It's clear where it is, so we're not worried that he's going to sell it to a Jew. So you see, you're allowed to get benefit from it. You're allowed to sell it. Or the Mara Folder here quotes on Sadi Vavim Abbas, Yarekshin is bashabu gid hanasha. So if it was Aser Bahana'a, then even if there was Shishim, says the Maharafolda. That's an interesting line. Right on top, right, it says, the Gid Anoshe can be Batel. The Ilu Hayi Surianai Oser B'Yosef Shishim. Okay, that's another Raya. So either the Mishnah Tzadi Gimel and Chulin, that you're allowed to give it to a guy, or here that it would be Batel. So you see, it says don't eat the Gid Anoshe. According to Rabbi Avo and the name Rabbi Lazar, it should be automatic. Right, whatever, you can't eat it, you can't get benefit from it either. Answer, Amar Rabbi Avo, Kiyamte Begid Hanasha Shal Nevela. It must be talking about the Gid Hanasha of Nevela. Remember, we just had yesterday, right? The Nevela has a special din. Nevela, the Torah goes out of its way to matir the Hana. Right, the Torah says, by Nevela, you could give it to a Ger, Toshav, or a Goy. So included in that is the Gid Anoshe of Nevela, right? All Nevelas Moter Banah, including Gid Anoshe of Nevela. So that's why this is basically the special pasuk. I shouldn't Gid Anoshe be Asur. So the answer of the Gemara is that Gid Anoshe of Nevela is Mutter. Meaning, according to this approach, all other Gid Anoshes, if it's not a Gid Anoshe of Nevela, would be Asur Banah. It would be Asur Banah. Period. That pasuk, though, if you remember, we've discussed this often, but it's here, so we have to discuss it now. Lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanoshe. Therefore, if you look at the psukim in the Vayishlach, it sounds a little bit like Rashi. What's Rashi? Right? There is a machlokas in Chulin on Daf Kuf Amabes, whether gid hanoshe applies to non-kosher animals. If I eat the gid hanoshe of a non-kosher animal, how many averas do I get? Do I just get one Avera of not kosher? If I eat the Gid Anoshe of a horse, I get horse Avera, or do I also get the Avera of Gid Anoshe? How many Averas do I get? That's a Machlokas Tanaim, the Mishnah in Chulon and Avkuf from Abbas. The Tanakhama says it only applies to kosher animals. If I eat the Gid Anoshe of a non-kosher animal, so then that's only one Avera of not kosher. Noig B'Tahor V'in Noig B'Tamea. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Apet Tamea. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it even applies to non-kosher animals. If I eat the Gid Anoshe of a horse, I get two Averas. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll prove it to you that the Gid Anoshe applies to horse, because the children of Yaakov already did not eat Gid Anoshe, and they ate horse. They didn't have Hilchas Kashrus. So you see from there that Gid Anoshe applies to non-kosher animals. V'halo, mi b'nei Yaakov nasar Gid Anoshe, v'yadayin v'hema t'vehem u'teres lohen. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says that already b'nei Yaakov The pasuk says that we just al kein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael as get anasha. So you see, the brothers didn't get anasha. Answer, and here's the mysterious line in Chulin Daf Kuf. Amru lo, the rabbanan say back, don't bring me rayas from the bnei Yaakov. Besinai ne'emar ela shenechtav bimkomo. That's our girsa. Besinai ne'emar, in Sinai it was said, but it was written in this place. The Rambam's girsa is besinai ne'esar, right? Switch the mem and the samach. But what does that mean? So Rashi says there's a historical machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rashi says, you know what the Chachamim say back to Rabbi Yehuda? That's wrong. The brothers did eat Gid Hanasha. They get Hanasha. The Torah just put this pasuk back in the place by the story where the story took place that we don't need to get Hanasha for, to remember. And if you look in the Torah itself, it kind of sounds that way from the story. You have the whole story of Yaakov and finding the Malach, and then this pasuk is put in, Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es ganasha. It sounds a little bit like the narrator's talking, right? That the divine narrator, that the Jewish people don't eat ganasha. It was put in later, but really the brothers ate ganasha. Wow. So that's what the Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Yehuda. Don't bring any rice from Bnei Yaakov because you have your historical facts wrong. That's Rashi here on Kuf Amabez in Chulin. Pazik zeshe his hero of besinai ne'emar v'ad sinai lo husaru ela shenechta bimkomo la'acha shenemar besinai v'kasav v'sider Moshe es ha-Torah k'sav ha-mikra hazeh alamaisa al-kin huzru Bnei Yisrael achrechein shelo yochlu gid. So that's how Rashi understands this pasuk. That was in our Gemara. Al kein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael was put in later. The Rambam argues vehemently. He doesn't quote Rashi. We don't know. I've often wondered whether the Rambam had Rashi or knew about Rashi. He hardly quotes anybody, so you don't know. The Rambam quotes the Rimigash every once in a while, and he quotes the Gaonim once in a while, but he doesn't quote anybody else. So, but the Rambam says, no, that's not what the Mishnah means. The brothers did not eat Gid Hanasha. Like the pasuk seems to say, they didn't get Usha. But that has nothing to do with us, our halachic misora. That's the Rambam, right? That just because the brothers didn't do something, our halachic misora starts at Har Sinai. B'sinai ne'esar. You're right, there's the history of the mitzvah. But the reason that mitzvahs are incumbent upon us is because of Har Sinai, and therefore things can change. And even if you want to say the Isra of Gid Hanasha applied to non-kosher animals in the days of the Shvatim, it does not apply to non-kosher animals now. And therefore, the Rambam argues on the Rashi, and that's where you have that Rambam of Atta Hares Aladas. The Rambam says, I'm going to tell you a big secret, a big yesod. That's the Rambam, again, in Pirshei Mishnayos on Daf Kuf in Chulin, that everything that we do today is not because of earlier generations, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what the Rambam says. How many misses did we get at Har Sinai? 613. We didn't get 606 with seven holdovers from before. Right, we got 613 at Har Sinai, because even the mitzvahs that originally existed, so to speak, before Har Sinai, does not have relevance to us halachically after. So we'll see if there's time to read more of that Rambam later. But we continue. Vaksiv, third line. Vaksiv, another kasha on Rabbi Avo in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Again, what did Rabbi Elazar say? Every time he says don't eat, it means don't get benefit. Vaksiv, alechem v'kali v'charmel lo sochlu chadash. Chadash, you're not allowed to get benefit from? Yes, you can. You're just not allowed to eat chadash from the new grains. Aye, so it says lo sochlu. Amar Rabbi Abba, Mari Achua, Rabbi Yosi. A line of lamdas. Shan Yehi, Shakava lo hakasav zman. It's a temporary avera. Right, chadash is mutter after the carbon is brought. After the carbon, so the fact, what's the Gemara saying? The fact that it's a temporary avera means that it's not as inclusive. And it can be more limited. And therefore you can have it in Isra Achila. When the Torah says don't eat, Rabbi Elazar's rule is when it says don't eat, that means a permanent aveira that says don't eat translates into a iser hana'a. But if it's a limited in time, that reflects its leniency, and therefore it doesn't have to be aser bahana. The haksev lo sochlum ki sheketzeim. It says by certain types of creepy crawlies and other types of animals, don't eat because they are disgusting. So again, that should be, and you're allowed to sell. You're allowed to sell creepy crawlies and other types of non-kosher animals that you catch. Lo sochlum ki sheketzeim. Am Rebbe Mana miyet iser hanaya shabo. The Torah says it's sheketz, it's disgusting. So that lashon only means eating. There's a special type of disgustingness that's reflected by eating not kosher animals, much worse than selling not kosher animals. So when the Torah says sheketzeim, that's a limit. That's a limit. Sheketzeim. That's what the Marafolda says. Vein tamaze shayach elabachilasan velobedemehan. Right, we have a hint of this. We have a hint of this idea about eating is worse. Tosfos in a few places in Shas. Beginning of Gittin, Dav Zayin, I think Chulin also, around Dav Zayin or so, where the Gemara says that Hashem is not mevi takala al tzadikim. Hashem protects tzadikim from sin, from sinning by accident. And the Gemara even says there, and not only tzadikim, even the animals of tzadikim. Right, that's what the story is of the donkey of Rapinchas ben Yair, who wouldn't eat from the grain unless Meiser was taken off. So the Tosfos, though, asks in a few places, but what do you mean? We have a number of times where Tanam Ramaram sin. Right? Remember the Gemara in Shabbos, at least according to one version, that Rabbi Shmuel moved the candle on Shabbos in order to read better. So you find examples of people sinning by accident. So what's the word talking about? Hashem protects them. So Tosfos says, it means he protects them from eating something not kosher, b'shogeg. Because that's different. That would go into their neshama. Eating is worse. Eating is worse. So other averus, okay, maybe everybody does averus. Nobody's perfect. But in terms of eating something not kosher b'shogi, that's what Hashem would protect them from. So that's the so you see from there that suggestion of Tosfos also reflects that eating something is worse than other, in a certain sense, is worse than other averus. So that's what the Gemara here means. Miyet Yisra Nashabo, it's excluded. It's excluded the Yisra Nashabo because it says the word sheketz. This is disgusting. Viter. So that is all. These were some kashas on Rabbi Yevo in the name of Rabbi Lazar, who held that whenever it says in the Torah don't eat, it also means don't get benefit from. Again, this is a big sugi in the Bavli, Imsachim, Chafalaf, Chafbeis, Chafgimel. So now we have another statement of Rabbi Yevo, which the Gemara is eventually going to ask as a stira, because this Rabbi Yevo doesn't sound like the sheet that we just said. Rabbi Yevo says that Rabbi Yochanan, ha'ose is polonis b'sharaniskal, sharaniskal, an animal that is chayev to be stoned. What's that? An animal that killed a person. Animal that killed a person, and he had a gemara din, the animal has to be killed. The gemara talks about that elsewhere. What if I take some of the fat of that sharaniskal and use it, like I take, I guess, some of the oils and the fattiness, and I put it on a wound that a person has? Ashara niskal is aser bahana. So ha ose is polanis. I make a type of bandage. Mishara niskal. So what is the halacha there? Ume chametz or shara lava pesach or from chametz. That's aser bahana. Chametz that was over lava pesach that a Jew had on pesach. Eino loke. You're not going to get malchus for these. So what does that sound like? That it is aser bahana, but you're not going to get malchus for it. Why? And we're not talking about a case where your life's in danger, because if your life's in danger, then you can do anything. But she'ein lo sase shalom mechuvar. This is all Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Because the lo sase is not clear cut. It's not clear. It's learned that from a limud. And we know, remember, to get malchus, you have to have an explicit pasuk in the Torah using one of four words. Hishomer, pen, al, or lo. One of those four words. If you don't have one of those four words by the Avera, you don't get malchus. It could be usher. You could have isurim based on Alech Moshe B'Sinai, based on Torah Shebal Peh. So here too, Rabbi Yevo says that Rabbi Yochanan, these Isurian are not explicit, and therefore you're not going to get Malchus. Mikilei Akerem loke. But if you use Kilei Akerem, which is explicitly Aser Bana, then you're going to get Malchus. Damar Rabbi Chanina, Pentukdash, Pentukat Esh. The Pasuk in Kisei say Pentukdash, maybe it will become holy, but we darshin, Pentukat Esh, lest you have to burn it in fire. That means Kilei Akerem is Aser Behana'a, because it's going to have to be burnt. May Arla Tzricha. And what if you use Arla to make this ispolanis, to make this bandage? That's a question. Tzricha, Tzarachian. Why? Because you have different ideas, different messages. Asei Larachko Ksiv. You have a mitzvah, Asei Larachko, to distance it. What does that mean? We're going to go with the Ma'ara Fold, this beautiful pshat here. Larachko means Isserhana. Right? The Torah says, Yiyeh Lachem Arelim. It should be closed off to you. That's a mitzvah saseh. That's not going to give you malchus. You have a mitzvah saseh that says arla is aser bana. Lo saseh laochlo ksiv. Lo saseh, not to eat it. So there, that it says. It says lo yeachel. It says don't eat it. So there's an explicit pasuk not to eat it, lo saseh. There's an explicit pasuk to make it arla aseh for isra na. But lo saseh larakko less ksiv. but it doesn't have beferish the lo sase of Isra Hana. So says the Marafolda, the question is, the suffix by Arla is, the Torah say to keep it away from you, Isra Achila, a lo sase for the Isra Achila. So shall we say that the lo sase is also, once you know it's Asher Bana, then the lo sase could also be piggybacked, and the Isra Hana is also included in the lo sase, and then you would get Malchus, or not? That's the question by Arla. See the Mara fold up? And like the 10th wide line. Velosase shalok siv bachila, vaina lo yachil. Avalosase larachko lo ksiv. Vahainu sveko. This is the suffix. Inomar, shall we say, ho viksiv lo yachil. Viksiv nami ase bahana. Nomar, put it all together. The lo yachil atravayu koi. Maybe the lo yachil explicit line is going on both. Alachila vihana. O Dilma, or no, Dafka, who, Hakadisa. Already say, no, it's separate. There's a Mitzvah Zaseh for the Isra Hana. There's a Pasuk of a Losa say for the Isra Achila. So that's why it is all, it's not clear. So we're going to ask the Kasha in a few minutes, Ezra Hashem. But again, Rabbi Yavo here is against the other Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo that we just had in the name of Rabbi Lazar said, whenever it says Isra Achila, means Isra Hana. What did this Rabbi Yavo say? It's not explicit by Shara Niskal and by, but all of those say Lo Yachel. So it must be that this Rabbi Yavo, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, does not say that every Achila turns into Hana. So we'll ask that Stira soon. But first the Gemara says, well, isn't this Shita is against the following Braisa. Masisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who Rabbi Yavo was just quoting. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Isser is not Mechuvar. The Isser of Shor HaNiskal is not explicit. Against the following brisa, which we have in a few places in the Bavli. You might remember it from the beginning of Baba Kama and Kiddushin. Mimashma shenamar sako yisokel ashor. The Torah says that an ox that killed a person has to be stoned. Sako yisokel ashor v'chiein anu yodin shebsaru aser b'achila. Obviously, if a shor is stoned, you can't eat its meat. It's not shechted if it's stoned. V'matam alomar. So why does the Torah add on lo yeachelas b'saro? Don't eat its meat. Its meat shall not be eaten. The Torah says, kill it, stone it, so obviously you can't eat the meat. That must be including something else. Lahodiacha, shekashem, shu aser b'achila, kach aser b'ana. To teach me, it's also aser b'ana. Right? Lo yachel es b'saro means even iser hana. So meaning there's an explicit pasuk in the Torah to tell me that shor haniskal is aser b'hana. That's the brisa. So that brisa is against Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan, right, just said in the previous, Rabbi Yavo quoted Rabbi Yochanan, if you make a bandage with the Shor HaNiskal, you don't get Malchus, because it's not explicit in the Torah. It is explicit in the Torah. The Braisa says it's explicit. So Rabbi Yochanan's got to work it out. Rabbi Yochanan, could he argue on a Braisa? So he's got to mean something else. Rabbi Yochanan is pretty early. Do we say Rabbi Yochanan Tana Upalig? That's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether we would say that. In any case, so that Braisa is against Reb Yochanan. So now that we get back to the stira, the Gemara first does answer that question, and then gets back to Rabbi Yavo. Ma avilei Rabbi Yochanan. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this brisa? Again, Rabbi Yochanan says that the iser hana of shor haniskal is not explicit, and therefore you're not going to get malchus. While this brisa says it is explicit, lo yachal b'saro. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, no, it's talking about one specific case. Bishakadmo habaylim, the case where the Torah has to aser is where the baylim went, vishachtuhu, switch the girsa, la'achar shenem bradino. After it had a gemar din, you're supposed to stone it, but let's say the baylim shechted it. They shechted it, the baylim didn't stone it, right? The baylim shechted it. So that's what the Torah is telling me, that's also aser ba'achila, even though it shechted. It shechted now. Still, it is aser bahana, but in a chinami, if it was, if you might have thought, right? If it was shechted, so then it wouldn't be a problem. So that's what the Torah is including, meaning the iser achil is not explicit, right? That's learned out from other limudim, but that's the way that Rabbi Yochanan learns that limud. The question is, what, Rabbi Yochanan just has a different limud than the brisa? The Braisa said the limud is teaching me Isser Hana. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's teaching me Isser Achila if you shechted it la'achar gemar din. So you have to say somehow that it's he had a different, he thinks the Braisa was wrong. This is what the Braisa should say. You got to work out what Rabbi Yochanan meant. The Rishonim in Kiddushin, we don't have time to read them now. If you look in the Tosfos Rid and the Tosfos Arush, in Kiddushin, Adaf Nun Vav, says, I have another suggestion what the Braisa could have said. What is it including? What is it including? Again, lo yachal b'saro. The Torah already says you have to stone the Shara Niskal. So why do you have to have don't eat the Shara Niskal? You know you're not going to eat it. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, I'm shot. The Rishonim in Kiddush should discuss why maybe it's coming to Asura ben Pakua. Ben Pakua. That's an unusual sugya. In the fourth parak in Maseches Chulin. If you shecht an animal and you find a baby inside, that animal is, the baby is mutter to eat even without shechita. Maybe midaraisa, you can take a bite without even killing it. Ben pekut, midarabanan, it's marasayan. If you have an animal and then you just eat it, you know, without shechting it, that looks bad. It looks like you're, see, nobody knows it's a ben pakua. So the Rishonim there discuss, maybe it's coming to Asra ben pakua. Okay, the Rishonim there discuss, the lumdis of ben pakua. Okay, so we just answered the stira between Rabbi Yochanan and the Braisa. But now let's get back to the main stira, the main question of our sugya. Rabbi Zira boy kumi Rabbi Avo. Hachat amar hachin, hachat amar hachin. We have a stira, Rabbi Avo, right? Rabbi Avo says, alam gimel amar beis. Rabbi Avo says that every time he says the word don't eat, lo socha, lo sochlu, lo yachel, it also includes isur hana. While on lamed dal amar aleph, Rabbi Avo quotes Rabbi Yochanan, these cases that we just said, if you use the Ispalanis, Chamisha Olav Pesach, you don't get Malkos because it's not explicit. What do you mean it's not explicit? It says by all these cases, don't eat. So if don't eat always means don't get benefit, so it is explicit. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Rabbi Yavo, in both cases, is not saying his own Shita. Amar Lei, Chada Mishmei Derab Elazar, V'chada Mishmei Derab Yochanan. If you look at Lama Gimel Beveis, he's talking Rabbi Yavo in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Lama Dal Amar Aleph is Rabbi Yavo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. What Rabbi Yavo himself holds? That's not our issue. That doesn't matter. But here he's quoting the two shitas, Rabbi Avo. So it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. True. But Rabbi Avo, don't get upset at him. Period. Rabbanan to Kesara in Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. We have another version of Rabbi Avo, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. This is not like the one we just had. This one, though, was quoted also in the Bavli. Rabbi Avo says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol makom shenemar lo socha lo sochlu, ein ata tofes isur hana ki isur achila. Whenever it says the word don't eat in singular or plural, that does not mean an isur hana. If it says don't eat, that just means don't eat. You have to add in a line of the Gemara here. Look at the Shina Nischos, and the other Mefarshim add, lo sochal lo se achel lo ye achel atofes isur hana ki isur achila. It depends if it's the what we would call the kal or the nifal, the active or the passive. If it's don't eat, that just means don't eat. But if it's it shall not be eaten, right? Lo ye achel, lo se achel. So that lashon is a passive. That includes even more. That's also isur hana. That's also isur hana. Binyan. And now we're back to the Gemara. Binyan av shebekulan. What's the model for this? How do you know that whenever there is a not an active, don't eat, but if it's lo ye achel, right, the nifal, right, how do you know that is going to include even Isra Anah? Because you have the following model. Whenever you have a carbon chatas whose blood is brought in, and the case there, if you remember, there's a whole sugi in Zvachim called dam chatas, all about the special halachas of the blood of a chatas. If the blood of a chatas is brought not only too far out, that's called the psul yotzei, but if it's brought too far in, let's say you're supposed to sprinkle the blood of a carbon chatas on the mizbeach, hachitzon. Let's say you bring the blood into the heichal for some reason. That passels. That's what the Torah says here. Any chatas whose blood is brought in, lo seachel ba'esh tisarif. So there's your lashon. Lo seachel, there's the passive lashon. And what does it say to do? You have to burn it. You have to burn the carbon. So burning the carbon always means Isur Hana. That's what we assume burning means. That's what we said earlier by Kilei HaKerem. It says Pintukdash, you have to burn it. That means it's an Isur Hana. Right, and therefore, says the Torah, this is the model, Ba'esh Tisarif, it's Asur Bahana. And therefore, whenever, as the Mara Folda says, Kol Heche Dechsev Lo Seyachel Bitseirei, Isur hana'a bichlal, lo ye achel chametz, lo ye achel deshor haniskal. So that is a third sheet which we haven't had yet. We had Rabbi Avo in the name of Rabbi Elazar that says it always includes Isur hana. We had Rabbi Yochanan, it never includes. And now we have this middle approach of Rabbi Avo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It depends if it's tochal or lo yachel. Tani chizki, misayel, Rabbi Yochanan. Let me bring you a proof to this. Mimash v'shenemar kol chelev sherva chesev v'eiz, lo sochlu. It says, kol chelev, any fat don't eat. And that means just don't eat. So that means it's going to be a raya. So since it just says don't eat, so I know you're allowed to get benefit. So why do you have to have the next pasuk? Right? Why does it, if I know it says chelav don't eat, so why do you have to have a pasuk that says you can do whatever you want with it besides eating? It's obvious. So the Gemara answer is balo diacha afilu l'machas agavoa, even for kudshim. Meaning, if you have chelav of a nevela. Chelev of a nevela is not, a nevela is metame, it's one of the avos atumas. But the chelev, the fat of a nevela, does not cause tuma, even to smear something that's going to be going on as a carbon. Right? Afilu l'mleches gavoa. So therefore, you see from there, the whole assumption of this brisa is that chelev is only aser b'achila, so what's the extra, what do you need the extra pasuk that's matir? It must be to eat you even m'leches gavoa. And we have two other examples in this brisa. It says, don't eat blood. So what does it say? You could pour the blood on the ground like water. Of course you can do whatever you want with it. Right? It's just aser for eating. To teach me that dam is machshir l'kabal tumah. To teach me that halacha. So you have it by chela, you have it by dam, and don't eat nevela. Why does it teach me? You could give it to a ger toshav. To teach me that a ger toshav could eat nevela. A ger toshav, we'll have to talk about what a ger toshav is, but we'll start with that next time. Could eat nevela. So, again, it's all of this brisa, the mentality of the brisa is that lo sochal always just means achila. Which is like what Rabbi Yochanan said. One more line, just finish the brisa. A treifa is only usher to eat. So why does it have to tell me? You can give it to the dog. Obviously, you can give it to the dog. Oso ata mashlech lekelev, v'yata mashlech chulin shnish chudu bazara. You can give a treifa to the dog, but you can't give chulin, that was shechted in the azara, to the dog. Period. What's the message of this four-part brisa? That whenever it says lo sochlu, it just means don't eat. You're allowed to get benefit, and therefore, when the Torah says you're allowed to get benefit in these cases, it must be teaching me a new halacha, because I didn't need the pasuk to teach me that, and that's why we have all these four new halachas. So this brisa supports this last version of Rabbi Yochanan, that it depends if it's lo sochal or lo se'achel or lo ye'achel. Next time, we'll start with a discussion of ger toshav.